I want to talk about the made-for-Netflix movie starring Chris Hemsworth in Extraction Part 2. This film debuted June 16th on Netflix, and it is a follow-up of Extraction Part 1, which I did not review, but I did want to put a review out. I thought this film was very entertaining. It is a military drama. I love military dramas, and in this one, Chris Hemsworth plays essentially a badass. He's like a Superman almost in this film, which makes it a little bit fake, but at the same time, he had a partner in crime. I'm not even going to try to butcher her name. Her last name is Farhani, and she played the part of Nick Khan. So you had a really powerful, strong female character who was also a badass and killing and taking guys down. But at the same time, you had Chris Hemsworth, who was taking the brunt of the attacks and the battles. He plays the part of Tyler Rake. In the film, they had to extract a family. It was a mother, a father, and son. And it turned out that it was just the mother and the son, because Chris kills the father because he was attacking him. That happened at the beginning of the movie. There were a lot of spectacular battles. It may have been CGI induced. Then there was also one in particular scene where Chris Hemsworth is being shot at on a moving train, and the helicopter comes down and is just firing, and he's hiding behind a ladder, and people are like, there's no way that's gonna block any bullets, which I agree, but it was only for a few seconds of the movie. There were probably a lot of elements in the film where you had to suspend your disbelief. He's breaking out this family out of a jail. He does have help, though. I'm not going to spoil the ending, but I just wanted to say I really enjoyed Extraction 2. It's playing on Netflix. It's really, really entertaining, and I would rate it 4 stars. And check it out, especially if you like action. There's a lot of action in this.